It's Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Time for a post-debate political breakfast. We're joined again by Brian Robinson, former Deputy Chief of Staff to Republican Governor Nathan Deal, and Theron Johnson, a Democratic strategist and former National Southern Regional Director for President Obama's 2012 campaign. Gentlemen, welcome back.
Thanks, Dennis.
Good morning.
General consensus is Secretary Clinton did pretty well, at least stopped perhaps the Donald Trump momentum that had been eroding her lead. But any effect in Georgia? Brian, I'll start with you.
You know, before the debate, Donald Trump had opened up a fairly healthy lead here in Georgia. And you're seeing a very normal progression in Georgia polling. In the summer, you'll see polls showing a tight race because there are a lot of Democrats in Georgia, or people who would lean Democrat who aren't likely voters. As we get closer and you start narrowing in more on the likely voters, the Republican always begins to pull ahead. We saw the same pattern in 2014, and that's what's happening here in the presidential election.
But as in other states, Republican leaders are of many minds about this. Some are very enthusiastic about the candidate and will work for him. Others are not. And that's what makes this year different in Georgia, right?
Well, you got David Perdue out there, yeah, who's a fairly prominent figure in the state as a U.S. senator, really leading the charge for his campaign in this state. The infrastructure is in place. The Georgia party itself is falling in line fairly cohesively behind Donald Trump. I think what we're looking at is a fairly traditional outcome in Georgia with a 6-point spread for Donald Trump on Election Day in Georgia.
I had the opportunity Tuesday afternoon to spend some time with a very high-ranking Republican in this state. I will not mention his name. And it wasn't Governor Deal, and it was not David Perdue. And what this high-ranking Republican and others told me is that they're conflicted, because while they don't support the policies and the values of the Democratic Party and who now represents them in Hillary Clinton, they cannot find themselves to find any reason why they should vote for someone like Donald Trump, who is unfit and unqualified to be president. So while we saw, as Brian said, the polls really starting to widen in Georgia for Donald Trump because he did have a couple good weeks, that debate performance that we saw on Monday night, I think, made a lot of these disaffected Republicans, particularly college-educated women who live in the suburban and rural areas in this state, it's going to be very difficult for them to really enthusiastically go to the polls and vote for Donald Trump.
Does it change the Democratic strategy, though, Theron? And this is something that Mayor Reed has been harping on. Right. We saw Tim Kaine come to Atlanta prior to the debate, and he did what Democratic candidates have done for years now: come in, do the fundraiser, use the state as an ATM, and leave. No real rallies to try to excite the base. Mayor Reed, after the debate, is saying, hey, guys, Georgia is still winnable. Is it?
We have the demographics. I mean, if you look at DeKalb County, if you look at Fulton County, if we just go out and register a third of the people who are not registered, we know that they'll turn out in their vote. But the other thing that I think is so unique is stay tuned. President Clinton will be here in October. You're right, Tim Kaine was here. I don't know if we'll see Hillary Clinton again, but I think you'll see some high-level surrogates coming in here, and we'll definitely have some more grassroots events.
I think it's a lot of hocus-pocus to assume that people who won't bother to go register are then going to turn around and bother to actually go to the elementary school or church in their neighborhood to vote and stand in line on Election Day. Democrats have promised that for years, and it hasn't happened.
I don't know how you can't be fired up if you're a Democrat. Love or hate Hillary Clinton, she's much better on than Donald Trump on the issues. And so I think Georgia Democrats are going to be motivated. I agree with Brian. We got to register them. We got to turn them out. But I think, to Mayor Reed's point, the campaign has got to send more resources down here.
One of the legal issues involving this campaign was at least suspended for a while when Secretary of State Brian Kemp suspended the practice that his office had of requiring your ID documents to absolutely match all the way through before you could be put on the voter rolls. We're talking about tens of thousands of voters here who might be restored to the voter rolls, albeit very soon before the election. So, Theron, is this going to have an impact, do you think, on how the election goes in Georgia, or is this simply an effort by all parties to say, let's just get through this and we'll pick it up later on?
You know, Secretary Kemp is a fellow Athenian. I've known him for decades, and he's a good guy. But while I think he should be commended for finally saying, okay, it's a problem and we should do something about it, I do think that it increases the amount of distrust that most people in this state, particularly minority groups and Democrats, have in our system to make sure that everyone is given that right and privilege that they have to register to vote and then go out and exercise their vote.
There's no evidence whatsoever, empirically or otherwise, that any Republican officials running this state have suppressed the vote. We have a turnout of African Americans in this state that is at or above the level of white turnout in this state. That speaks for itself, in my opinion. It completely debunks any idea that there is a concerted effort by Republicans or white people to suppress any minority vote. This is not going to make a difference for Georgia voters, all of whom already have access to the ballot box.
Quick yes or no, do you think this will affect Secretary Kemp, or do you think the Democrats will use this against him in his next race 2 years from now, which may very well be for governor?
We're going to have a big and diverse and competitive field in our primary in 2018. Every single candidate is going to have that weak point that will be the opening for an attack. Every single one. You know, Lord knows, in 2010, when I was on Governor Deal's campaign, we knew exactly what they were going to attack us on. It, you know, that's the beauty of it, is if you can prepare for what you know is coming, you can deal with it very early on, get it out of the way, do all the explaining you need to do so that when you get attacked in the campaign, you say, I dealt with this a long time ago. I'm going to talk about the issues that are important to Georgians. That's what Brian Kemp's going to need to do.
I think he has a promising opportunity to be considered to be the next governor of this state of Georgia. I hope that it's a Democrat, but if it's a Republican, I could probably live with Brian Kemp. But the problem is this. He's had an agency that is so sacred. I mean, it protects the sacred vote. And he's had some stumbles along the way. The one thing that he did differently this time, instead of that he didn't do without a data breach, is that he came out with, I think, a very fair statement saying, listen, you know, we're backed up. These people are working very hard. But do Democrats use this as an opportunity to criticize him if he's the Republican nominee in 2 years from now? Absolutely. I can see the commercials now. I can hear the robocalls. I can open up the mail pieces and tell you how it's going to not only affect Democrats, but it's going to, I think, hurt some of his credibility within the Republican primary voters to make sure that this guy can handle the job of being a governor.
Theron Johnson is former National Southern Regional Director for President Obama's 2012 campaign. He's a Democratic strategist. Brian Robinson is a former Deputy Chief of Staff to Governor Nathan Deal. And by the time we get together next, maybe a father.
That's so right.
Congratulations.
That's great. Anytime
to
now.
You and your wife, all the best.
Yes.
Congratulations, Brian. I think you're going to make an outstanding father. And I do look forward to the day when I can come over and have a conversation with her about how her dad used to just argue me down about this. He perceived terrible economy that President Obama put forth when President Obama would go down as one of the best presidents in the United States.
And when she's 2 years old, I'm going to take her to Brian Kemp's office to get her registered to vote without an ID, just as you wish.
Thanks to both of you. Talk to you soon.